Penguin Random House Audio presents The Cutthroat by Clive Cussler, read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. New York, Autumn 1910. Medic is dead. Jackson Barrett crashed through John Buchanan's dressing room door, waving the cognac bottle they kept for opening nights and bankable reviews. Buchanan was blacking his face for tonight's Othello, his Moor opposite Barrett's Iago. He tossed his grease paint stick with a jubilant, "Best news we've had in a year." Nothing personal against Medic. That workmanlike actor had struck it rich playing the dual title roles in the old Mansfield Sullivan dramatization of Robert Louis Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But his sudden death left the gold mine up for grabs, and they had a scheme to grab it with an all-new modernized Jekyll and Hyde that would clean up on Broadway and launch the richest cross-country tour since Ben Hur. They banged glasses and thundered toasts. "Barrett and Buchanan present Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde." The brandy barely went their lips. They worked too hard managing the Barrett and Buchanan Theater Company to be drinking men, and their temperate habits kept them ruggedly youthful, tall and broad-shouldered, lofty of stature, in the words of the New York Sun critic pinned above Buchanan's mirror. They bounded on stage like athletes a decade younger than their 40s. Jackson Barrett was fair. John Buchanan, his near twin, was slightly darker, his hair more sandy than Barrett's golden locks. Both shimmered with the glow of stardom, and their intense blue eyes famously pierced women's hearts in the back.